two bells, 1 o'clock. The haze went out of the sky and the stars shone fiercely. Holdsworth, standing on the starboard side of the poop, felt a light air creeping about his face and the sound of the flapping sails ceased.
"How's her head?"
"North a quarter west, sir."
He sang out an order, and a crowd of figures came tumbling out of the forecastle and manned the port of braces. The air dried away, but presently came a quick puff which made the water bubble around the ship. Holdsworth's eyes were upon the weather horizon. The stars burned purely, but away upon the waterline was a thick shadow. Again the wind died out, and there was a breathless stillness amid which you might hear a sound, vague, murmurous, indiscernible. A distant echo, it might seem, of something infinitely distant.
"Stand by the top gallant halyards!"
A sense of expectation seemed to pervade the very ship herself, as she stood upright, with a dim canvas flapping in the darkness above. The distant murmur grew more defined, and took such a tone as you might hear in small sharp rain falling at a distance upon leaves. Then